skip the waiting room. TireRack.com offers convenient mobile tire installation in many areas. Simply shop TireRack.com for your next set of tires, and at checkout, choose Tire Rack Mobile Tire Installation. An expertly trained technician will arrive with your tires and install them on site, at home, at the office, wherever you are. You'll spend less time waiting and more time doing the things you enjoy. Learn more at TireRack.com.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Turkey ducking. Hello, everyone, and welcome to ENN.
On TV.
ENN tonight, it's brought to you by our friends.
DoorDash.
That's right. You know what they do over at
DoorDash.
Explore some of the best New York has to offer with
DoorDash.
Get more from your neighborhood. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Yeah, I love Don's region.
Who doesn't?
And I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Old, stupid, dumb man.
And I'd like to say something like good evening to myself.
Wow.
That's a troubling
Interesting.
Set. Can I hear that again? That's not what you want to hear.
Troubling. Ray Rowe.
Well, if you're just tuning in, guys.
Why? Why are you doing that?
Yeah. It's not right. But if you are just tuning in, a lot of football news today, specifically the league owners approving a rule change for overtime in the playoffs. Of course, this is clearly in response to what happened with Buffalo and Kansas City. And beginning the season, if the team possessing the ball first in overtime scores a touchdown in that series, the opponent still gets a possession. Of course, in recent seasons, the touchdown would have ended the game, but no more. The competition committee has decided to make the change moving forward.
Not perfect, but better. I guess it's as good as you could get. I don't think anything is fully fair other than a time quarter, which is what I would... Which is what I would go for.
By the way, why is that so hard?
Because I think, Don brings it up a lot. I think they're afraid of running into the next playoff game. So just hold the playoff game up.
Like, if that, and by the way, if that's really their concern, you're talking about situations in which you go to an extra period, and not only does it, like, take all of that period, but also no one scores. Like, is that what they're scared of? Because that's not common.
But I know that they talk about you could get injured and things like that. We still talk about hockey playoffs that go 5 overtimes, 6 overtimes. Overtime is a great thing. You know, the UConn women won in double overtime. First double overtime ever in an Elite Eight game. Overtime is great. If it goes to overtime, it's good. If a team loses because it's exhausted, then the team that's in better shape deserves to win. That's what I would do. That's the only eminently true thing that you could have. Not sudden death, 15 minutes overtime.
You guys want to hear from some of the local football teams at the owners' meetings?
If you got anything interesting.
Well, we got Joe Douglas being asked if he thinks the Jets can win, will play any meaningful games.
You feel like if you get this draft right, this team should be playing meaningful games in December?
Absolutely. We need to be playing meaningful games in December. You know, I think with where we were, and I think with a couple of moves we made recently, we expect to be playing a lot more close games. And, you know, that's why if we're going to be playing in close games, it's important to have a good kicker. And so... signing Zuerlein, you know, bringing Eddie back. It's going to be a nice competition there, and hopefully they can be a big factor for us in some of these tighter games that we play next year.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, you know, as Douglas talks about the Jets playing meaningful games in December and the moves they've made, ESPN's preseason power rankings has the Jets currently still 30th in the NFL.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Really?
They better do something this year, Peter. I mean, I feel for their fans. They haven't made the playoffs in 10 years. You can't be talking about slow burn plans. You just can't. It's stupid. It's dumb. It's ill-advised. And that's why I think they know that, too. That's why they made the move for Hill.
Is this year three of Douglas?
Three of Douglas, and you could say a first year he really didn't have a chance. They hired him after the draft, but it's the second year that it's serious.
Year two, Saleh. Serious year two for Douglas. If you don't take a legit step forward here, like I'm talking, Don, you tell me what you think. I think low end, getting to 7-10, you know, something like that. If they finish 6-11 or worse. That's a lot of pressure next offseason. That to me is the end of the line if you can't get it done after that.
But you heard, what was the number Rich put on it of times they're going to face elite quarterbacks? Like 7-8 times during the course of the year, probably even more in which there'll be an advantage to the other team's quarterback. I don't know if you could put a total on it. Not in that division, Miami's going to be better, obviously, with Hill. And you know what New England is with Bill. And, of course, Buffalo's the best team in the division. So that's six games right there. I think you got to see it. You got to see an improvement. Even if it doesn't necessarily mean 7-8 wins, you got to just feel like they're moving in the right direction. Much better in December than they were in September. Just you got to see it with your own eyes. And if you lose a couple of heartbreaking games, lose some games that you were the underdog, but you came close to winning, doesn't that count for something too? Because realistically, I don't have their schedule in front of me, but what are they going to go in the division, guys? Can you get two wins? I think you get two wins, you're happy. You're not going to beat you expect to beat Buffalo at all?
Well, you know what? You can't go in with that attitude. I know what you're saying. They beat Cincinnati.
They did.
So, surprise people.
All right,
beat New England once. Beat Buffalo once. Beat Miami twice.
But, you know, if you're going to beat Miami twice, beat Buffalo, beat New England, go 4-2 in the division, then you're a playoff team.
All right, let's hope.
But is that realistic? Or is it realistic to just say, hey, Wilson was really good last year? Heck, they beat Cincinnati last year, and Wilson didn't even play.
That was a great Mike White.
So, and they beat Tennessee, too. Think about that. You know, but they also lost to teams like, you know, Atlanta, you know, so because they weren't a good team, and their record showed it. But I'm always kind of hesitant, like, to just put a record on it because you might win 5 or 6 games and feel like, hey, this team's really moving up. This team's really playing well. The quarterback's playing great. But if Becton falters, if they don't find weapons for Wilson, as the roster's presently constituted, guys, how many wins?
I look at it and say 6 or 7. But we can't do what Rex Ryan did, Don. We don't know who they drafted. No,
yeah, I don't know.
And we don't know if they make a trade for DJ Metcalf. Right now, if there's nothing earth-shattering, are they more than a 6-win team? I don't know.
And you said it too, Michael. If you're going to build this team with first and second year players,
good luck.
You know, there's going to be a lot of mistakes, a lot of penalties. I mean, these are things that happen. You know, for every Chase out there that's a rookie and like it becomes a Pro Bowler, there's guys that don't necessarily work out or take a while to blossom into the kind of players they're expected to be.
Man, I'll tell you what. If you guys were to bet right now, by what week of the season do you think both local football teams are irrelevant next year? And that you could say Super Bowl. I mean, whatever. But like, I'm just curious.
I think the odds lean more to them being irrelevant.
I think one of these two teams, like what was it, Ira that kind of put it up there? Like when they give the graphic in the hunt, sometimes they're in the hunt's a little bit of a stretch,
but
they're still mathematically alive.
Yeah.
One of those two teams' logos will be in the hunt in December. Now, that's
well, that would probably be the Giants because they're not playing in a great division.
Right. But,
and the Jets are.
The Jets are playing in a great division. But, you know, if Wilson's going to be a good quarterback, we got to see signs of it this year. We have to. And can I just say one thing, Michael, about
Please.
The overtime?
Yeah.
I know how classic it would be to see a 3 overtime game. It would be a classic, right? We'd be talking about it forever.
Yep.
But if that game's at CBS at 3 o'clock, what's Fox thinking? Nobody watched their pregame. And they're going to be sitting there. And now their 6:30 kickoff is now kicking off at 8:30. And
they love it. It's more primetime ratings.
But their pregame got completely destroyed. I just don't know if the NFL wants to do that to the second game of the doubleheader. You clearly see by the rules they're making. They want these games over sooner than later. And if you start, Peter, see if you agree, because as much as I love those classic five overtime NHL games, they're classic adjacent as far as like watching them, because the play really deteriorates. These players are exhausted. And I do think if you were to play, like, go out there and in essence play seven quarters of football, somebody's going to get hurt.
Does anybody get hurt when they play six overtimes in hockey?
No, but at least you... They
it's a pretty physical sport.
They're eating carbs between. No, it really takes a lot out of them. Can I think of an injury off the top of my head? No, but again, the play's not great because they're just physically exhausted.
But it's memorable, isn't it?
It's a forever game. It is, but I'm with you. But I don't think the NFL wants to see that. As classic as it would be. What they would end up doing to the other game if it was the first game, I'm not sure they want to see that.
It just seems weird. I just hear what Michael's saying in terms of it seems weird to sort of do all of this stuff to in this game that's like the most like you know rough and tough, rugged American game, a game of attrition. Like this is really the game where the toughest team is rewarded. It's funny that we have these rules in overtime just to make sure no one gets hurt and the next game starts on time. So, listen, we want to have the toughest, most grueling fight to the death, but everyone be safe. Here are some oranges, and let's make sure the next game starts at 4:15.
But that's the NFL, right? I mean, the NFL, like, ignoring all the concussions, you know, so they've got to try to split the difference, too, entertain their audience, but also have some mild concern.
Right,
for their players. Well. And I keep thinking back, and Andrew will remember this, and Michael, too. I think you will. That giant 49er championship game, those two teams beat the heck out of each other. I mean, Eli was beaten pillar to post in that game. Imagine if they played two more quarters on top of what they played. Oh, they'd be dragging bodies off the field. And now is that great? Like for us Neanderthals who just don't care and just want to be entertained? Sure. But... can the PA really look? Can the Players Association look you in the face and say they care about their own players if they allowed that to happen?
Let's stay with the NFL and hear from the wrong Brian, Brian Daboll.
Why is he the wrong Brian?
What does that mean?
That's what Brian Flores told Bill Belichick.
I like it.
You know what? It was actually a pregame show for the joke.
It was a what for the joke?
It was like a pregame show for the joke. Because you threw it out. You didn't know what you were talking about.
Right.
And then bang, the punchline. Very, very good.
Well,
good stuff.
Thank you.
He's
thank
so
you very
good.
Much.
I mean, there's no accident.
The wrong Brian Daboll.
The reason.
He was asked, does he want to draft offense or defense for the Giants?
It's a fair question. I'm trying my best. Look, I'm new to this, right? I'm 2 months on the job. I certainly don't have the answers. Again, you said it. I've started 5 years in my career of coaching defensive football. And, you know, I've coached here offense. But, you know, it's always cool to look at a defensive player and evaluate him as, okay, I'm not really worried about if we play against this guy that gets drafted, we're going to go at his ass. Or this guy's pretty tough. He's a good player, you know, whether that's setting the edge or – so that's been a cool thing. I've really enjoyed that. And in terms of would I rather draft an offensive guy or a defensive guy, I'd rather draft the best player, wherever that fits. We have a lot of needs. So, you know, we're going to pick the best guy we can pick at, you know, either of those spots or one of those spots or however it works out.
That was like the, for me, that was like the adults talking in Peanuts, Don.
Well, and it's by design. Yeah, you know, first of all, you're talking to the head coach who has a say in the room, but not the say.
No.
You're going to draft offense or defense? Talk to the general manager and the scouts. I'll have a vote.
Right.
But, guys, how do you walk away from the first round without a weapon and a lineman, an offensive lineman?
Yeah, I mean, again, they're another team like the Jets who desperately – want to get a look at their quarterback this season. The improvement is pivotal. More, I mean, Daniel Jones, the biggest year of his life.
Well, I mean, at least there's a you can hit the snooze button, I guess, on Wilson.
The yeah,
you can't right now. The alarm is about to ring on Daniel Jones.
That's right. Let's hear from Robert Kraft on if he's upset that his Patriots have not been in the playoffs, have not won in the playoffs in the last 3 years.
Can't worry about my competition. Yeah, secretly, we'd like them maybe to stumble, but I got to focus on our business and make sure we're doing the right thing. And then if you do that, good things happen. I mean, I think we had a period of 2 decades that were unbelievable with a salary cap, and we have to find a way to sustain it. And more than anything, it bothers me that we haven't been able to win a playoff game in the last 3 years. And I'm happy that I think we had a great draft last year and it made up for what happened the previous 4 years or so. And I look forward to hopefully having a great draft this year. That's the only way you can build your team for long term and consistently that you have a chance of winning is having a good draft.
One of those loading dock press conferences.
Sorry, I got emotional there. Not winning a playoff game in 3 years, my God.
Yeah, you won 6 Super Bowls in 20. Pipe
oh
down,
my
Bob.
God. Sorry if I don't feel remotely bad for you.
By the way, why did it sound like his batteries were dying?
Because they are.
Oh, my.
Like Robot Kraft. It's kind of genius, Michael.
I got to tell you, Peter,
when you think about it.
Really.
When you think about
and
it.
I'm from the guy who said stand-up is dead, you're proving me wrong.
Yeah, but if Kraft was here, he'd punch him right in the face.
Yeah, and you know what? It would take 10 minutes for that punch to land, and Peter wouldn't feel it.
That's exactly right. Thank you very much.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's go from Don loving me to hating me and get into some Tiger Watch.
Tiger Watch.
So, Tiger, how did you play today?
Well, got off to kind of a slow start.
Do you feel like you're back to win at this level?
Yeah, I do, because I just did it.
You just love Tiger. Sniff him. Sniff him dead.
I have a feeling this is going to really anger Don.
Let the speculation begin on whether or not Tiger will be playing at Augusta in the Masters next week. He showed up today to play a practice round, see how he feels.
Ooh, Tiger just hit it close on 10.
His son Charlie in tow. And so we will figure out over the next few days whether or not we'll get a real Tiger Watch next week in Augusta, which would be pretty amazing. Let's hear, before Don, no, you don't need to talk yet.
No, he needs to hear this, Peter.
You need more to hear. Let's hear from Greeny on just how excited he is about the Masters.
There's no event I love more than Sunday at the Masters. I have said this before, and I have been ridiculed for it, and I don't give a damn. If you told me I could only watch one day of sports the whole year, if you said, Greeny, we are taking your television away for 364 days, and you get to choose the one day you get to keep it, I would pick Sunday at the Masters over the Super Bowl, you name it.
Wow. Listen, how do you kill somebody for a preference?
There you go. Look at you. Mature. Wise.
But really? I mean, is that somebody you even want to, like, know? Like, he's entitled to his opinion, but if I never spoke to Greeny again, it would be fine.
Oh my.
Hold on.
Why do I want to be associated with somebody that would throw everything away? I mean, think of all the glorious things of sport to basically watch grass. That's what you're doing. I love it. Like, all right, I like it when it snows in a football game, but it's like, but they sit there just one, like, these are people that would step on flowers going to work. All of a sudden, look at how gorgeous the landscape. They're all a bunch of frauds. And believe me, I wanted to say a word before fraud that actually has the same letter that fraud begins with.
Oh,
because that's what these people are. Trey Wingo, Mike Greenberg, all of them. Oh, yeah, you're going to throw away the Final Four, the Super Bowl. You know, Game 7 NBA Finals, Game 7 Stanley Cup. Like, all the great things we see in sports all the time. This is what – but they're gonna. That's the only thing on television. If it was the only thing on television, I would run full speed headfirst into my television set.
By the way, Michael, I like that he said – I can't kill someone for their preference. And
then within
30 seconds said, if I never talk to Greeny again, it's okay.
No, but here's the thing.
That was unreal.
You didn't listen.
Okay, sorry.
All right? I'm not going to sit here and tell him he's wrong because, again, that's just preference. All right? But what I can do is say, because of his preference, it's somebody I don't want to be associated with. Because why would you want to hang with a guy like that?
Do you realize how different these two men are, Peter? Mike Greenberg would give it all up TV-wise to watch Sunday of the Masters. Don would call the police.
Come on.
If they were playing the Sunday of the Masters in his backyard.
In his backyard.
Why'd you say it? If it was the only thing on television.
You wouldn't do it.
It was the only thing. That Greeny'd be fine. I'd be looking for a way out.
How about if there was it was just that or the 18th time you've seen an episode of Paw Patrol? What would you go with?
Oh, my God. I'd be breaking Paw Patrol down. I'd have, like, game notes.
Okay, hold on. Don, answer this. Do not give us the 1,000% truth. We find out Tiger is playing. And after the accident, his first tournament back. Matter of fact, he looks like a different person. Don't worry about the fact that he looks the same. He looks completely different. His swing is bizarre. No, everyone thinks it's going to be a disaster. Somehow, he makes the cut. Saturday has an awful day. He's plus 12 on Sunday morning. Birdies or eagles every single hole through 12. Now we're getting down the final stretch. He's come all the way back. It's him, Lefty, Justin Thomas, and Dustin Johnson all roaring to the finish.
Do you turn it on? We're up against it. I'd watch it.
Okay.
But you know what? I'd watch it if it was the players. But that's the thing. Why the Masters? Why? Because it looks pretty? You guys never picked up a lawnmower to not even know what landscape.
Don't even know what Azalea is.
Why that?
All right, guys. It's
Drop
time.
Madness.
It's time. That's right. We have to get into it.
Done with them.
And also.
Book them.
And oh, my God. And by the way, this Hoops update is brought to you by the Superbook Sports. Place your bets at Superbook Sports, where they'll match you dollar for dollar up to $1,000. Visit superbook.com and get signed up. Place that bet. Have a gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We start in the Michael region, and we have a winner by a wide margin. It's the one seed.
Thank you, my friend, and I will see you soon. Say hi to everybody.
All right, be well. You say hello, too.
Okay, take care, Michael. It's Michael K with me here.
Waterford is out.
That is it for Waterford, and we move to the Peter region, where sadly the end of the line for Freddie Keehan.
Here's your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Jets.
Oh, it's rumored.
Yeah. No. What is?
Sorry.
Wow. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you saying?
I do well.
Who are you talking
Hello?
To? That's a drop in a drop, by the way.
A drop in a drop, 66-34 over Koff and Keehan.
Nah, I missed that one. That was a good one.
That's sad. Now we head over to the Don region, where we have another winner.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
57-43. We say goodbye to Smoking Bowls. And lastly, Andrew continues. The one seed advances.
Andrew, who would you say is the best Brazilian available I could find in the Euros?
Brazil is a South American country, so they're not playing in the Euros.
And that will do it for ENN, brought to you by Hennessy. Go enjoy a delicious Hennessy NBA cocktail while watching the game. Try the Playmaker, the triple-double, all made with Hennessy VS. Go to Hennessy.com for great recipes. Hennessy, spirit of the NBA, always enjoy responsibly.
Rangers next. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.